joined by Sam Ryder, fresh off stage at the Common Stage. How was that for you?
That's amazing. Really good show. Just a total blast. There was a lot of joy in the crowd, and there was a blimp flying in the air, which was fun to look at. And I've been doing these little throws of my plectrums when I'm finished them, and they've been terrible, right, my throws. But I had two absolute peaches today, but I ended the set with two awful ones. So, sort of humbling experience.
But what a sight to see, everyone there, but also see the sea, see like boats going past. Yeah. Any other festival like that for you?
We just played Boardmasters, and that's pretty epic because it's on the cliff top. And you're seeing just the waves rolling in, and it's just epic. So cool to have like these festivals in these kinds of locations.
And obviously, people will know you for the Eurovision. At the end, it wasn't just you on stage either. Loads of people with drums out there. How did that happen?
I was here this morning. We did an interview with Sunday Brunch, and they had these drummers playing at the end of the show in this sort of green room area backstage. And I heard them, they were amazing. So I just said, do you want to come up on the last song of the set? And they were like, yeah, let's go for it. And next thing, they were on stage.
Love that, last minute.
I was getting into it so much, I didn't realise I was playing the wrong note on my guitar. So, but yeah.
Well, no one noticed, so we'll scrap that.
Loud.
But what a moment. Has it all kind of sunk into you? Because the last few months, especially, have been bonkers. Obviously, build up to Eurovision, that moment where you came second, top with a jury vote, and then Ukraine winning, which is brilliant as well. So much support for them. And it's just gone bonkers. Is it kind of sunk in yet as to what's happening right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, if you sort of think about the culmination of events that led to here, it's pretty mind-boggling. And I just get filled, overcome with gratitude, really, that it's got to this point. And very aware and thankful of the blessings that have come my way, to be honest, because I've been making and singing music for a long time. Most of that time it was to empty pubs and clubs, and working in construction jobs or singing at weddings, always like holding on to the dream, keeping my head down, just kept pushing. And I had no idea it would actually manifest itself the way that it has, and that's just down to other people. It's nothing to do with me. That's the one factor in that whole journey that changed was people. And you'll never forget that, because as soon as you do, your whole sort of output of art or expression becomes a one-way conversation, and we all know how those go.
Yeah.
Pretty boring.
And we still get to see you in your shed doing covers from time to time.
Every now and then, whenever I get a chance to go and water my plants, they're dead. They're definitely dead.
I think you'll be forgiven for that. And Eurovision next year is going to be in the UK. We get the privilege of hosting it for Ukraine. Obviously it's their party, and you've been big on that. How are you feeling now going, to hosting kind of it here? Are you going to be involved in some of it? Do you know anything?
I'm 100% in the shoes of every other fan. I have no idea what's going on. I'm just filled with excitement like everyone else is. Like, wherever it doesn't, I don't care where it is. Like, it's, and I mean that with so much love. Like, I've enjoyed Eurovision all of my life, and it's, I don't remember when it was here. Do you know what I mean? I don't remember the difference. So I've always enjoyed it, so it will change nothing. Of course it's a buzz, and I think there's a lot of our energies are directed at that, but ultimately it's like the least important factor of everything. I say that, probably not the least important when it comes to financials for wherever holds it, but that's a different story.
Not my problem. And finally, a new single is out, literally came out this week, didn't it? How's that gone so far?
I think it's the best out of the gate we've ever done, so it feels good. It feels like progression. And I don't get too caught up with the numbers. I couldn't tell you what those sorts of things are doing, but I can feel the vibe and the sort of something feeling like it's a bit of a force, and it feels that way, and that's just down to the team effort. And onwards, feel good about it, feel positive, and we'll see what happens.
Lovely, Sam, brilliant, victorious today, amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. Cheers.